This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here we go. It's a shortened version. The young man
yeah.
has a Christmas present for me. I thank you very much. You know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed my wine yet?
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
Saving it for a special occasion.
Are you going to bring it to David Josephson's house?
Yes. Hey, enjoy it.
All right.
Well, when I was at your house, I looked around, and I know you know you have the new digs.
Yes.
And the walls looked a little bare. I thought, you know, you could use some artwork for
They're
those
still
walls.
Very, very bare.
Oh, this is great then.
I keep threatening to put
An
stuff
appropriate
up.
Gift.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
This is a photo of King of England at one point who bears a take it out of the plastic bag
yeah,
there
on,
so it shows
hold
who bears a striking photo, resemblance
he reminds
to
me of someone. I'm
trying to think, yours truly.
I'm trying to think who this looks like.
A fine example of
oh my God.
Victorian England.
Which king is this again?
King Chubby the Third to Stubby, King Stubby the Fourth.
Oh my God, I love this so much! All right, now Dave, you also have traveled to the new place. Where should I place this?
Ooh.
Is this in the bathroom?
Bathroom no. be a good spot for.
No, me. I don't feel the bathroom. I think on the ceiling above your bed,
right next to the mirror. Oh, this is so good. Thank you. This is an all-timer. Where did you have this done?
AI helped a little bit with it. And
Oh, my God. It's tremendous. Thank you
yeah.
very, very
of course.
Much. thank you. I appreciate it. Squeeze in a few texts here for Ask Adam Anything. I don't think Dave's familiar with this. On the Adam Experience today, do we know, by the way, when Jordana might be back?
Maybe hopefully next week.
Next week.
Yep.
Okay. Understand. Take as much time as possible. We all agree with that. Adam mentioned he has his own personal chopsticks at his house. What are your initial
this.
Thoughts?
Not
on
just
that?
One,
I heard
but
this.
Five sets.
And your wife, the lovely Jen, the lobster, yeah. doesn't appreciate it. What she called you?
She called me a poser for using chopsticks.
She is a million right. percent correct.
Yes. No way,
indisputably,
1,000,000% correct,
100%.
So you don't eat Chinese food with chopsticks?
I do at times.
Poses,
and I think a lot of people. I think about 70% of those who use the chopsticks are posers also. They're trying to show their dexterity, you know. And then the fact that yours are gold-plated and have your name in Chinese.
One of them is gold. They're various different metals.
What else?
Do you drink your fine wine? You drink it out of a plastic cup?
I do. I just, you know what I do now? Out of the bottle, man. I just go right there. If we get like six more years of Trump, I might be just taking it right out of the bottle. What else do you have at the house that is maybe a signature part of a meal that might be atypical? Is there anything else we haven't discovered?
Like other like utensils or things that are specific to one
maybe a certain
style.
Glass or a plate?
I don't think so. We've got some nice wine glasses that Lauren has bought us for the last couple of years. Nice personalized wine glasses. Those are all nice.
Okay.
Very nice touch.
Do they say like Adam and Jen or what?
No, one said Carter, and then the ones we got this year are stemmed, and they have a nice monogram C.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this. Carl and I together, we took a Colette trip to Italy. We went to Murano. Hold on. Pat myself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we had these personalized glasses made.
Oh, nice.
By this unbelievable glass blower.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I still have those now. What do I do? Do I just keep using them?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, look, we're in a blended family. We've got we've got dishes from previous marriages.
That's true. I have
kids and dishes. That's what we brought to the marriage.
Yeah. Dave, any problem with that?
No.
I think you got to keep going, right? Adam, do you cross your legs and sit on the floor when you use your chopsticks? How dedicated are you?
I'm not that dedicated. No, I'm not removing my shoes and sitting on the floor.
Where does Adam Carter stand on like a Benihana?
Love Benihana.
Yeah.
Or the one we went when my mom turned 80, we brought her to.
Oh, I saw a video of this.
Forget the name of the place. It's in Apple Valley. There's a couple of them. Was a hibachi grill.
I love.
It's fantastic.
I love them. I don't think they're probably real healthy for you.
No.
You probably can't go off. And Dave Harrigan, where does Dave Harrigan stand on the artistry demonstrated by the chef?
Love every bit of it. Give me the shrimp flip. Give me the onion volcano. Yeah. Give me the whole deal.
Sake. The spraying the sake into your mouth.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Have you ever had Adam Carter, a chef, that just couldn't cut it? Like, and you're like...
No, I saw a video the other day of Chris Farley when, I don't know what movie it was, where he was playing a hibachi chef.
Beverly Hills Ninja, probably.
I think it was pretty... Right, it might have been the highlight of the movie, but yeah, he was a bad, bad hibachi chef.
Both of you were wrong. Chevy Chase has never been funny. Ever. In his entire life. You now have watched this documentary.
Most of it. I don't think I've seen the whole
CNN,
thing.
CNN. Yeah. I have caught the clips where it's just been affirmation for me as someone who has never met him. I've just read the stories where it just comes off as a loathsome, condescending bleep.
Yeah.
Is he that way throughout or is it kinder to him?
It tries to be kinder, but it's hard to escape that who he is. And I think it's something like, we talked about it on my show today, but if you can
Jordan is out already.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Can you change your personality? And there's a guy, I think, who has not been able to change his person. And it's almost kind of sad.
Does he come off as he wants to try? Because the one clip I saw.
Not really.
Is she's trying to ask him, and he's like, well, you're not smart enough to figure
me out.
Yeah,
that's, I mean.
I'm too complex.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like he thinks that's funny, and it just, but it's. It's like you're playing right into who everybody thinks you are.
Is he insecure?
I think there's some insecurity there. I think he grew up in a very privileged house.
Yeah.
And again.
Boy, man, people hate him.
Yes.
I've worked with him. It is unbelievable. All right, man. This is one of my favorite gifts.
Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much. Adam, back with you tomorrow at 9. We got Patrick DeHaan and Mike Ostrom next hour on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.